Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, I realize as we are in this 27th chapter of Acts, a lot of this is geographical, biographical. It's just the movements of Paul on his way to Rome. You might even read it and think, you know, we could have other things on the DDP than this. But I think it's important sometimes to simply read the word and see what the author's telling us. Watch the adventures of these Bible characters. And let's be honest, a lot of us, we're not reading these stories. You know, we're reading our little power verse for the day, or we're getting a little story to give us a principle to help us. And we're missing out on the humanity of some of these biblical heroes. And Paul has as much biography as almost as Jesus in the Bible, and so maybe more. And so it's worth looking at. We're going to read about the tempest that he goes into in verse 13, and I'm just going to read, let a lot of the story tell itself. Verse 13, when the south wind blew softly, there's another one of those winds of life, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to sea, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous headwind arose called Euroclydon. Now, Euroclydon, we would call this a nor'easter. It's the Euroclydon winds. This is a southeast wind that stirs up big waves. We call them nor'easters here. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive, or they let her just be driven. They didn't try to work against it. Running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the skiff with difficulty, and when they had taken it on board, they used cables to undergird the ship. The skiff is this little boat off to the side that is used to go to shore. They take it up onto the boat. They used cables to undergird the ship, and fearing lest they should run aground on the Syrtis sands, they struck sail and so were driven. So they just put the sails out and say, let it go, and they're riding the wind. Because we were exceedingly tempest-tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. And on the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Now when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we should be saved was finally given up. They've lost navigation. They don't have the sun to work by. They don't have the stars to work by. And so they're just drifting. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. Again, here's another New Testament example of a fast that is not necessarily positive. Just because the New Testament mentions they're fasting or that they're not eating, it doesn't mean that they're looking for something spiritually. In fact, fasting is most of the time in the New Testament accompanied with problems and bad things. Paul includes it in his list of things when he's telling you that he's been persecuted and stoned and striped and beaten and imprisoned and fasts. He throws it in not as a good thing but as a bad thing. And so here they've had a forced fast, having lost their food. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship. Now, something has changed. Paul was concerned in verse 10, that they were all going to lose their lives. But now in 22, he says, take heart. So the Spirit has obviously spoken and said, don't worry, I'm going to protect them. You're going to lose your ship, but I'm going to protect you. And how do we know this happened? 23, there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Now, according to this verse, Paul must have appealed to Caesar. We don't have any historical evidence of what happened in that meeting, but we know that the angel speaks to Paul that he is going in that direction. We'll start 25 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.